At that time, UNESCO was able to come in made a rapid assessment and work with the Department of Antiquities to see what we can do on the ground. Now, the Russians established a military camp, but because of the situation in Aleppo, it seems that they left, and that was the moment when the Islamic State came back in.
So what has this latest satellite information revealed about the site? There are more lives, I believe, that have been lost, and also more monuments.
Absolutely. We received a number of reports from different sources, but we also analyzed satellite images from our colleagues from UNITAR, UNOSAT. Those images revealed that there were further destructions in Palmyra. You remember at the time when I went in, we did the assessment that the Triumphal Arch was damaged, the Temple of Bel and Belshamin, but now we see also that the Tetrapilon was damaged, and parts of the amphitheater on the sides of the amphitheater, and you know, these are two structures which are absolutely crucial at the site and which are symbolic.
And what's so special about them? I understand that the Tetrapilon is a symbol of kind of almost cultural openness?
Yes, absolutely, because it was located at a major road intersection at the city of Palmyra along the colonnaded street. And I think it was a symbol for or testimony to the grand era of around 2070 AD when Queen Zenobia had reached the height of power. And it was an architectural, if you want, symbol of the spirit of the encounter of different people. You know, Palmyra was a city which was representative for different cultures, for all Syrians.
We understand you also have evidence that there was some kind of mass execution that took place on the site recently too.
That happened in the amphitheater, which dates from the 2nd century AD. Executions apparently took place. We only see the information and we see some pictures, but we don't know whether there may have been other executions also happening in other places and potentially in the museum, so this needs to be confirmed. We also just made a mission to Aleppo, which finished yesterday on 19th of January, and to make a preliminary assessment and just to compare. The city of Aleppo and the historic center is also a site included on the World Heritage List. There, I think we need to work even more urgently, because potentially people would come back to the historic city. And we need to prepare the conditions so that the rehabilitation and reconstruction can be done in a coordinated way. And in this sense, it's different from an archaeological site where there are no people living and potentially will not be living, whereas in Aleppo, people will start moving in once the situation calms down.
The ancient architectural site of Palmyra can never be rebuilt as it was. Is there a chance that the ancient citadel of Aleppo will be able to recover most of its former glory?
I think we will be able to do certain things. The great Umayyad Mosque, for example, the citadel, a number of mosques and souks and khans and hammams, definitely including the museums. You know, for people, it's so important to have this heritage because it's a part of their identity. And so the role here to have some of the historic buildings and structures rehabilitated is important also psychologically, I would say, for the population.
Are these war crimes? Is that the right way to think of the destruction
Definitely.
That's gone on?
We have worked in Timbuktu. We have reconstructed the mosques and the structures in Timbuktu. For us, the case in front of the court in The Hague was absolutely crucial. These are war crimes. The sites are especially attacked because they show how different cultures can work together, and this is why this is also a war crime.
And will UNESCO be doing more reporting back on the damage and assessing it and trying to prevent any further crimes against the culture of Syria from occurring in the weeks ahead?
Absolutely. We will. I'm actually in 20 minutes leaving to go to Louvre-Lens to have a meeting on the reconstruction of historic cities with experts. So we are working on this evidently with our partner organizations. We will do a number of expert meetings, planning meetings with our office in Beirut. We get, we have a major project with the European Union, which is based in Beirut, which is only 2 hours away from Damascus. So we really work on the ground whenever we can. And I think what is most important to have the international community behind us to help us with expertise and with also funding to restore those important buildings for all of humanity.